to build a trail, it's just not going out and cutting a thing from A to B. You got to figure in the age group that's going to use this trail, the difficulty of it, the terrain, and the types of woods and fields and stuff. You figure all this in and try to get your trail as interesting as possible.
Mel Miller has volunteered thousands of hours building and maintaining the hiking trails at Peterson Farm Conservation Land in Falmouth, Massachusetts. This is the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week, we bring you pieces about the intersection of people and place. Up now, Mel and the Woods, produced by Sarah Reynolds.
Okay. Well, this is all the conservation land in town of Falmouth and the instructions on how to get to them. Yeah. But this is all the green and the codes here. This is a very good map because it's in detail as to how to find these places. But the green is all conservation land. The way I see it, one of the best things the people of Falmouth ever did, vote and buy this piece of land. Because where else on this end of the Cape, with all the building that's going on, can you see sheep, llama? And it's so close, just a little over a mile from Main Street. You can bring your dogs out here, walk around the fields, the birds, hawks and stuff, and the native birds. We're trying to get some bluebirds to stay here. Yeah, we get tree swallows and barn swallows, and they're a pretty bird. They're very pretty. But this has got so much history, this place. We are very fortunate. Okay. I take care of repair the fences, mow the trails around. And there was a tree down over there across the trail in the other field, and I cut it out this morning. And I just general maintenance. Put a new roof on that shed there and fixed the doors. I rehung the doors. Got to do this one because we didn't have the right hinges. It's just enjoyable. Left high school. I went in high school about 2 months. And them nice sunny days sitting in there listening to a teacher, that wasn't for me. So I left. To build a trail, it's just not going out and cutting a thing from A to B. You got to figure in the age group that's going to use this trail, the difficulty of it, the terrain, and the types of woods and fields and stuff. You figure all this in and try to get your trail as interesting as possible. A lot of people just a trail from A to B. No, that's not a good scenic educational trail. A lot goes into it, and it's a lot of thinking to properly build a trail right, to where you can get the most beneficial use out of a trail by the types of trees, and open spots, and wetlands. You got to skirt around them, plot it all out, walk through and flag it with tape. And then a lot of times I re-walk it 3 times. Because you go through the first time, and then you go through the second time, and you see, if I go this way, we got a better view here, and we got different type of vegetation. So you detour a little bit. And then finally, after about the third time, I'm satisfied with it. So and then you draw it all up, and then you got to get it approved by conservation and everything. And they come out and check for endangered plants and stuff to make sure that you don't destroy some protective plants. It's quite a procedure to do it right. I got one trail, and I just built the trail because it was there at the headquarters. A lot of people come and visit, but there was no area to walk. And so I found out that they had about 2 acres there, and I designed a trail. And a lot of people say it looks like ribbon candy because it's all different types of woods up there and different areas and grasslands. So I designed and zigzagged a trail to where I could get the most amount of walking out of that little chunk of land. And then everybody liked it. In fact, education people, they even put markers out, and they drew up a little map. The marker number 16, this is what you see, the plant, and they give a little description of it. Well, then a wheelchair people got into it. And so I had to make three minor changes. That was one thing I didn't think about, the handicap, though. I thought about the seniors, but I forgot about the wheelchair people, the handicap. It's just something that, I got the knowledge for and I like to do. Yeah, and they figured I'm crazy for doing this, for not getting paid, putting 1,800 to 1,000 hours a year in volunteering. And I said, show my grandkids the trails that I built. No, it's just enjoyable to come over here to meet the people and explain things to them. And people say, well, why you mean you go and you do this work for nothing? You don't get paid? What, are you crazy? I said, no. I said, the opportunity is here for everybody. This is public land. I said, I get paid, but not money.
That piece was produced by Sarah Reynolds. You can hear more pieces like it at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. Support for this podcast comes from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. Please send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Join us next week for a brand new Nature Stories podcast.